On Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Back here on Coney Island, and before we get you going here for first pitch, let's send it down to the field for the national anthem. Beautiful rendition of our national anthem by Marta Zong as the Cyclones and Blue Rocks getting ready to put a bow on this three-game season opening series. Brooklyn trying to start this season 3-0 for the first time since the 2012 campaign. Quick run through of the Wilmington lineup if you missed it with Johnny on our pregame show. Jonathan Thomas making his season debut for the Blue Rocks. He'll be followed by T.J. White, Seaver King, Brandon Bossier, Elijah Green hitting fifth and center. Caleb Lomavita back in the lineup for Wilmington today. He did not play yesterday. Brandon Pimentel also returns to the lineup. He'll bat seventh. Marcus Brown and Murphy Staley making his season debut, rounding out the Wilmington starting nine. On the mound for the Cyclones this afternoon, the left-hander Zach Thornton, making his 2025 debut, 6'3", 170 pounds from Lawrence, Kansas, was the Mets' fifth-round pick in 2023 out of Grand Canyon University. Has a five-pitch arsenal, four-seam, two-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. Thornton last year made seven appearances, six starts with Brooklyn, had a 2-2 record, a 367 ERA, gave up more hits than innings pitched, 30 and 27, but the walks were non-existent, just two free passes in 27 innings, 22 strikeouts in the campaign with Brooklyn as well. Thornton did deal with a little bit of injury last season, and Thornton, his last time on the bump was, a matter of fact, the last game of last season, September 8th, against this very Blue Rocks team. Actually, as a matter of fact, his last three starts dating back to last season and last September, all in this ballpark, all against Wilmington.
You want to talk about having a level of comfort going into this? He has been there, done that.
Jonathan Thomas will get us underway here on this Sunday. Thornton's ready. So is Thomas. The windup, our first pitch of Game 3 of the 2025 season. Scalded foul to the left. And we're underway at 2:04 Eastern Time. Thomas hit 191 last year in 85 games with the Blue Rocks. 12 extra base hits. No homers, 17 RBI. The 0-1 And Thomas gets it off the hands, first base way. That one will land off the roof of the Brooklyn dugout. And it's no balls and two strikes. Thomas, tremendous speed, 23 stolen bases last year. 2023 in Fredericksburg, stole 65 bags. Overcast afternoon here on Coney Island. As that one misses down and away. And the count of ball and two strikes on Thomas. Thomas, one of the fastest base runners in the Nationals organization. Thornton trying to keep him off the base paths. The 1-2 blew him away with a fastball. Heater up in the zone there from Zach Thornton. And a great start to the afternoon to the left-hander. One up, one down in the first.
Couple of healthy hacks for Thomas making his season debut. He saw an aggressive approach. Two pitches, two swings. A little too aggressive there as Thornton blows it by him.
First pitch of the switch hitting TJ White, a breaking ball cut on and missed. The slider that time from Thornton. And the count 0-1 on White. TJ getting his second straight start in left. Hit 202 last year, 14 homers, 49 RBI. As that bounces past the catcher Suero, it's 1-1. White 0 for 4 yesterday afternoon with a strikeout, 1 for 7 in this series with a walk. Thornton, toes pointed towards the first base dugout, the 1-1 pitch, and a nice off-speed delivery as White out in front, and the count quickly 0-2. Rather 1-2 on White. Defensively behind Thornton this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Troy Schreffler Jr., Carson Benj making his first start in the outfield. As this hit in the air right side, out is the first baseman Mercado, right fielder Serrano the third to his left, and a step or two in fair territory out on the right field turf makes the catch for the second out. So in case you were wondering who was in right field as we went left to right across the outfield, well, T.J. White helped us out a little bit as Serrano makes the play out there. Third to first around the infield for Brooklyn, Jacob Reimer, Kevin Villavicencio, DeAndre Smith, and a starling Mercado, Chris Suero. The catcher behind the plate. First pitch to Seaver King. A fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. King hit 295 last year after the draft. No homers, 10 RBI. Was 2-for-3 with a walk. Scored the only run of the game for Wilmington yesterday. As this chopped towards the third base, dug out a foul ball. And Thornton ahead 0-2.
He's been ahead on all three batters. Great approach here by Thornton, who apparently is making it a point to throw strikes, pound the zone early.
The lefty kicks the 0-2, and King, almost like a cricket swing there, able to dribble it foul towards the third base dugout, tried to hold up his swing. Ended up only going about halfway with the knob of the bat pointed straight up in the air. Thornton readjusting that navy blue cap. Now rests his beige-colored mitt down by his waist. The 0-2. At the knee, strike three called. Oh, Thornton froze Seaver King with a knee-high slider. And an outstanding start to the season for the Southpaw. A couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3. Top of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. The end of a half, it's Wilmington nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Jackson Kent getting set to not only make his high A and Blue Rocks debut, but his pro debut as well. Did not pitch after being drafted in the fourth round last year out of Arizona. The left-hander, 6'3", 219 pounds, 22 years old, from Elk Grove Village in the state of Illinois. Kent last year in the Pac-12 at Arizona, a 3-4 record of 4.08 ERA in 15 starts, 89 strikeouts, 27 walks in 86 innings. The Nationals' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Austin Barrow getting ready to dig in to start the bottom of the first inning, but time was called. I don't know if an issue with the gate down the left field line towards the Blue Rock bullpen, as Barrow tries to hold up on the fastball, could not. And Jackson Kent's first pitch of his career is strike. And the count 0-1. The lefty deals, and Barrow out in front of the off-speed this go-around. And Kent quickly ahead 0-2. Barrow last year hit .278 between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. Was 2-for-5 yesterday. A walk and a run scored. 2-for-9 in this series with an RBI. The overhead wind, the 0-2. And Barrow takes the fastball upstairs. It's a ball and two strikes. 94 on the gun that time from Kent. Kicks and delivers. And a swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider. Well, that's one way you start your pro career. One batter, one strikeout. And there's one away in the bottom of the first.
And that takes some guts. Jackson Kent, pro debut, to go right at Brooklyn's leadoff man, Boston Barrow, off to a hot start. Kent also, just worth noting, a real quick worker. He gets that baseball back. He's ready to go.
Brings up Carson Benj, who takes down and away for ball one. Benj head off yesterday, making his first start in the field as a Cyclone. Was the DH on opening day. Lefty fires, and Benj watches a fastball strike. It's 1-1. Benj hit .273 last year in 15 games after the draft with St. Lucie. Mets first-round pick a year ago out of Oklahoma State. This pulled on the ground at first. Underhanded by Bossier to his right, and he'll take it to the bag for the second out. So two up, two down for Kent to start his career. Defensively behind him today, left to right in the outfield, T.J. White, Elijah Green, Jonathan Thomas. Third to first around the infield, Murphy Staley, Seaver King, Marcus Brown, and Brandon Bossier, with Caleb Lomavita, the catcher, behind the plate. So base is empty, two out for Jacob Reimer. 5-for-10 to start this season as he takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Reimer, two doubles, a triple, 8 RBI. The most RBI through the first two games of a season in Brooklyn Cyclones history, or at least since 2005. As Reimer takes up and away, it's 1-1. The 8 RBI, the most at the AA level or below. The 1-1. Reimer pulls it on the ground, and there's another base hit. Through the 5.5 hole into left field. Jacob Reimer now 6-for-11 at the dish to start the year. A three-game hitting streak to start his season.
Like we said off the jump of the show, just in his zone, right? It's evident he's seeing the ball well. He's not trying to do too much. And a solid piece of contact there to start his day.
So one on and two out. That'll bring up Eli Serrano the third. Serrano had his first two high A base hits yesterday. Drove in a run, walked three times. And he takes a fastball for strike one. Serrano 2-for-7 in the series, 4 walks, and a couple of ribbies at .238 after the draft last year at St. Lucie. A couple of fourth-round picks from a year ago duking it out. The lefty fires, and Serrano a foul tip into the glove of Lomavita, and he's behind now 0-2. Kent fans that gray-colored mitt matching his pants out on his front right hip. Set at the shoulders from the stretch in the first base side of the hill. The 0-2 to Serrano. And the slider darts down and away. Good eye by Eli. And it's one ball and two strikes.
Serrano's displayed that good eye really all weekend, drawing numerous walks.
Wilmington came into today. Their starters more walks and innings pitched this season. The lefty fires, and Serrano drives it in the air to right. Back goes Thomas to the warning track, reaches up over his head, and before he bangs up against the backyard wall, makes the catch to end the inning. Jonathan Thomas saw him play a lot of center field last year for the Blue Rocks, moving to right with Elijah Green manning center field today. And what a grab to take away extra bases and assumingly an RBI from Eli Serrano III. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of one, no score on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady.
Oh.
I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Zach Thornton back to the mound for Brooklyn as we head to the top of the second inning. Both teams scoreless after one. Couldn't say the same yesterday afternoon. Thankfully, the weather has taken a drastic turn for the better after a windy, damp, dreary Saturday afternoon. Wind has died down, still overcast here on Coney Island. Right now, 51 degrees according to AccuWeather Real Feel. Right at about 53, about 8 mph wind gusts to the north-northwest. American flag, though, in center. Currently at a standstill, wrapped around the black flagpole. First pitch of the second inning to Brandon Bossier is hit on a line and caught by a diving DeAndre Smith to his left. Oh, what a grab by DeAndre. Looking like Superman going headlong, and there's one out in the second. Didn't have much time to react on that 83-mile-an-hour line drive from Bossier. And DeAndre, who made his first start of the season in right field, showing off that range at second base as well. Now Elijah Green, and he takes a fastball high, 1-0. Numbers for Green last year hit 208 in Fredericksburg, 13 home runs, 54 RBI, the 1-0. And that fastball up and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Green trying to get off the schneid. Had the golden sombrero yesterday, 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, 0 for 8 to start this season. And the 8 results not exactly wonderful, as this one pulled foul off the railing of the third base dugout, 2-1. 7 of those 8 at-bats ending in strikeouts. The 1 ball put in play, a double play with the bases loaded in the first inning of the season. The 2-1. Thornton misses in the dirt. It's 3 balls and a strike. Green, a tremendous athlete, number 5 overall pick back in 2022 out of IMG Academy. Once one of the top 100 prospects in baseball, trying to reclaim that status as Green reaches base for the first time this season. Is that one outside for ball 4? And Wilmington has their first base runner of the day.
Well, sometimes all it takes is that first one, and for Elijah Green, I'm sure he would have preferred a base hit over a walk, but perhaps that serves as a spark to get him going in the right direction.
And he's a guy who has a ton of speed last year, 39 steals and 42 attempts in the Carolina League. Now Caleb Lomavita back in the lineup for the first time since Friday as this one popped in the air off the hands. Out in the shallow right center field, a little bit easier this time for DeAndre Smith. And on the outfield turf, makes the two-handed grab for the second out. So Lomavita retired on one pitch. Both outs in this inning coming on one pitch. And now the left-hander Brandon Pimentel to face the lefty Zach Thornton. Pimentel 1 for 4, scored a run on opening night. Hit it 274 last year in Fredericksburg. 8 homers, 85 RBI. The lefty fires, and Pimentel out in front of a breaking ball. And the count 0-1 was part of a Fredericksburg team that maybe my memory is escaping me, maybe because of a lack of sleep last night. I was part of that Carolina League championship team from a year ago. 85 RBI in 111 games. You just don't see that total at the minor league level. Maybe at AAA because they play more games. An 85 RBI in a minor league season is mighty impressive. They picked off the runner at first. Throw down to second by Mercado. Tag applied at second in time, inning over. Elijah Green, great speed. Try to get an extra base on Thornton. But 1-3-6, the pickoff at second. And Zach faces the minimum for a second straight inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of one and a half. Scoreless on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Five, six, seven to up for Brooklyn here in the second. Scoreless game so far alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us on this cloudy Sunday, but the wind has died down. The rain has dissipated and just a great day for baseball to close out the first half of this season opening 2-week homestand. Cyclones will be back in action Tuesday night right here on Coney Island. First pitch of the inning to Chris Suero. And he chases the fastball, comes up empty, 0-1. Suero off to a great start this season. 2-for-5 yesterday, a double, an RBI, and a walk. As that misses down and away, 1-1. Suero 4-for-9 in this series, a homer and 3 RBI. Righty batter wags that bat behind his head and then swings through a changeup down and away. Good pitch by Kent. And the count is 1-2. That off-speed pitch from Kent is best offering the changeup. See if he goes back to it here ahead in the count. 1-2. But the 108th overall pick last season out of Arizona. The lefty fires and Suero in the air left center field. That one ticketed for the gap. Will get down and roll all the way to the warning track. Suero on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double. A little notorious B.I.G. asking where Brooklyn at, but the Bronx native able to deliver the two-bagger already for Suero, his third extra base hit of the season. A 103 miles an hour off the bat for Suero. A couple of doubles, a home run, and the Cyclones in business here in the second. Now DeAndre Smith made that great catch in the top of the inning. And he takes a fastball high, 1-0. DeAndre at 246, played just 37 games with Brooklyn last year due to a hamstring injury. Two home runs, 14 RBI, 0-for-3, a walk, a couple of steals on opening day. The 1-0, and Smith rips it down the right field line, but this one hooking foul into the Cyclone bullpen. And it's even a ball and a strike.
As red hot as Jacob Reimer has been to start the year, Justin, and we've certainly given him his flowers, Chris Suero rather quietly, I say quietly, I guess, in air quotes, has been right there with him, stride for stride. Two multi-hit games so far, starts today with a double.
1-1 from Kent, and Smith again lashes it foul towards the parking lot. It's a ball and two strikes. Suero finished the season strong last year, dominated the Blue Rocks in their matchups a year ago, and has picked up where he's left off here in 2025 as DeAndre Smith takes the fastball high. And the count evens 2-2. Wilmington wearing the road grays here on Sunday. Wilmington arched across the chest in navy. Powder blue border around the side. Those light blue numerals front and back with a navy border. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Kent to look at second, the 2-2. Outside with the off speed. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Red and navy piping along the side of those pant legs. Navy cap, navy bill. With the interlocking BR logo on the front. Payoff pitch. And Smith fouls it off between the legs of the catcher, Loma Vida. And it remains 3-2. Either someone brought the loudest thunder sticks in the history of mankind, or a drumline has walked into the stadium here on this Sunday afternoon.
It sounds like the latter.
I thought they were here on Friday night for opening day. The payoff pitch, and Smith pops it in the air. A foul ball, a souvenir first base way, will remain at three balls and two strikes. The ironic thing, and trying to look around, I don't see anybody with a drum. We'll take the ambiance noise, the 3-2 pitch, and on the ground is short. Suero breaks for third, the throw there by King in plenty of time. And Suero out. Base running mistake there by the 21-year-old running on a ground ball in front of him. An unfortunate way for Brooklyn to make the first out of the second inning.
Yeah, I think the drum line just out of our reach. We're craning our necks to see as best we can. King Henry's down there chatting with a bunch of folks, but I cannot see the rows directly behind King, or technically in front of King. I think that's where they're situated.
Throw over to first, and Smith dives back. DeAndre, couple of steals on opening day, including a swipe of third that led to a throwing error. Then created the first run of the Brooklyn season. Now with Starling Mercado, had a great season debut yesterday. There goes DeAndre. Pitch high, throw down by Loma Vida. Not in time. DeAndre Smith, his third stolen base of the season. And that quickly replaces Suero, a runner at second and one out. Well, the percussion section certainly adding to the livelihood at the ballpark on this cloudy Sunday. The 1-0, and that one sweeps down and away. Two balls and no strikes on a Starling. Mercado yesterday 3-for-5 in his season debut, a double, a triple, an RBI. Had 8 hits in 13 games with Brooklyn last season. Here is the 2-0, and Mercado takes a fastball in by the waist. It's three balls and no strikes. Dimensions here on Coney Island, for those who have never been before, it's 315 down the line and left, 412 to dead center, 325 to the pole and right. Here's the 3-0, and Mercado taking all the way, watches a strike, and it's 3-1. That 412 marker in center, farthest place to hit a home run to dead center field in the boroughs. Further than Yankee Stadium, further than Citi Field, and further than the original Yankee Stadium, and of course Shea, the 3-1. And Mercado chases one in the dirt. Good block by Loma Vida, didn't get far enough away. Smith stays put at second. And from 3-0, it's now a 3-2 count.
Curious to see so many of these Brooklyn hitters with big days yesterday. Are you a little more loose going into the batter's box? Look no further than a Starling Mercado, right? 3 hits yesterday. You got to figure walking into that batter's box one day later, you're feeling pretty good.
Smith takes his lead off second. He's there with one out, no score. The lefty deals the payoff. On the outside corner, strike 3 called. Mercado down looking. Jackson Kent paints the outside black. And a big strikeout for out number 2, second K today.
That's a really good pitch. 92-mile-an-hour sinker in on the hands. Mercado could only do so much with it, even if he did make contact. Borderline pitch, a little too close to take, and Kent gets the call.
Brings up Troy Schreffler Jr. The first pitch to him, and a changeup past Troy early. It's no balls and one strike. Schreffler last year with Jersey Shore at 227. Eight homers, 39 RBI in 82 games. Was hitless 0 for 4 on opening night. Homer 15th round pick out of Maryland. A look at second. The 0-1. And Schreffler Jr. takes a strike at the knees. And he's behind 0-2. Our umpiring crew today, William Pascoe calling the balls and strikes. Ricky Arredondo on the bases today. Third baseman Staley hugging the line against Schreffler. Big hole between first and second, the pitch. And Schreffler takes down and in. 1-2 on the Cyclones left fielder. Kevin Villavicencio, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Kent, long navy sleeves at either end of that gray jersey top. Comes set at the shoulders, now comes home. And Schreffler takes a knee-high fastball, strike three called. Jackson Kent able to maneuver around a leadoff double in the second. A couple of backwards Ks to end the inning. And a man left in scoring position. For Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, one left at the end of two, no score on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
A reminder, fans, this homestand isn't over today. Cyclones will be back all next week as the Hudson Valley Renegades come to town for the first time this season. All starts on Tuesday night, the first Tuesday night home game of the campaign. 6:40 first pitch against the Renegades on Tuesday night. Johnny and I with a pregame at 6:25. Reminder, make a note, game on Wednesday will be an afternoon ball game, 12 o'clock first pitch. 11:45 a.m. with the pregame show. So 6:40 on Tuesday, 12 p.m. noon on Wednesday as the Cyclones continue this nine-game opening homestand. We head to the third, and here's Johnny.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. South Atlantic League edition of the Subway Series. Cyclones and Renegades all getting underway the day after tomorrow, starting Tuesday, first full six-game series of the season. As far as this series is concerned, Cyclones trying to make it a perfect 3-0. And the first pitch of inning number three from Zach Thornton misses downstairs to Brandon Pimentel, and the count 1-0. Still no score. If you're just joining us, you have not missed all too much. Thornton fires. This one cracked in the air to left center field. Troy Schreffler ranging over to his left and makes the catch just next to his ear for out number one.
And we do have a scouting report on what's going on downstairs, thanks to our unofficial reporter, Mary DiBernardo. Marching band. There's a marching band downstairs. I don't know how we can't see a full marching band from where we are. I guess maybe they're on the concourse behind home plate right underneath us. But a marching band downstairs.
Marcus Brown next. First pitch to him. Called strike on the outside corner. Yeah, I figured that would be the case with the amount of noise that they were making. That would be a lot for just one or two people to muster up all by their lonesome. So you'd figure larger group. Marching band makes perfect sense as Brown comes up empty-handed on the slider. And the former Oklahoma State Cowboy behind in the count quickly, nothing and two. We've seen a lot of this from Thornton today. 0-2. Swinging another foul, third base way. And it stays nothing and two. Zach really making it a point to throw strikes early, which shouldn't come as a surprise. You remember last year, only the two walks allowed through seven games at the high A level. Control, not an issue. Here's his 0-2. That's in there. Strike three call. Just dropped a slider in at the bottom of the zone, and Brown did not know what to do with it. That is strikeout number three for Thornton. He's got two backwards K's already, and his base is empty, two gone.
Yeah, both pitchers here this afternoon doing a great job pitching with pace and purpose, attacking the zone early and often.
Murphy Staley next, making his season debut. First pitch to him is a strike, in at the knees, 0-1. So I mentioned it earlier, Zach Thornton out of Grand Canyon University, the Lawrence, Kansas native, playing his college ball at GCU, 0-1 in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Didn't spend all of his college days there, though. Zach started out Barton Community College, JUCO level, near his hometown in Great Bend, Kansas, a couple hours outside of Lawrence. Here comes his 1-1 home. Staley watches up and away. It's two balls and one strike. 2 years at Barton for Thornton. It was that second year, that sophomore campaign, that really caught the attention of some of the larger D1 programs. 2-1 home is chopped foul at the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. Those 15 games as a sophomore. A 2.63 ERA for Thornton. Across 78 innings and change, 91 strikeouts, only let up 60 hits across 78.2 innings. Here comes his 2-2. Staley takes a called strike three at the knees. Consecutive backwards K's for Zach Thornton. Nine up, nine down for him. We're scoreless. Bottom three we go on the Bally Sports Live app and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benj, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
And you'll hear from Carson Benj in this very half inning. 9-1-2-2 up for Brooklyn as we go bottom three in this scoreless tie. Kevin Villavicencio, Boston Barrow, and then the aforementioned Benj. Mets first-round pick from a year ago. Still no score here. Bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Closing out the weekend. Cyclones and Blue Rocks, Mets and Nationals. High A affiliates going at it on an early April weekend. Series that has been dominated so far by the Cyclones. 23 runs through the first two games. Kevin Villavicencio not a part of either of those first two games, though. He digs in the righty batter's box, ready for his first plate appearance of the new season. First pitch from Jackson Kent is hit back to the screen, a foul ball. And the count, nothing and one. Remember, this is the professional debut for Kent. A southpaw standing at 6'3", 219. Nats took him in the fourth round last summer. A one. Villavicencio checks his swing. It was a strike anyway. And Kent in the driver's seat, nothing and two. Jackson not pitching professionally after he was drafted and ultimately signed with the Nationals last summer. Villavicencio calls time. Steps out of the batter's box, a practice swing, and now digs back in, preparing for an 0-2 delivery. Wilmington defense, pretty straight up, 0-2 home. Villavicencio swings and misses strike three. An elevated fastball, some high cheese there from Kent. 93 upstairs, and Villavicencio couldn't catch up to it. Don't look now, but the southpaw has punched three in a row. He's got four overall through two and a third. And now he prepares himself to go through this Brooklyn lineup for the second time today. Boston Barrow, the leadoff man. Lefty batter digs in. Pitch. Outside ball one. Barrow, his first time up, struck out swinging. Made the point earlier, Kent, a real quick worker. 1-0. Barrow just grabs a piece. Foul ball into the catcher's mitt. And it's nothing and two. He gets that baseball back from Caleb Loavita, his battery mate. He doesn't pace around. He's not one of those guys that takes his time. 0-2, cut on and missed. Or beg your pardon, that was a 1-1 delivery. So now the count 1-2. Breaking ball tailing in the dirt. And now Barrow will need to get defensive with two strikes on him. And we saw it earlier from Boston, too. Two strikes. He called time. He recognizes how quick Kent is working. Just trying to disrupt that rhythm a little bit, even if ever so slightly. 1-2. Barrow leans out of the way of a pitch up and in towards his shoulder. And the count, two balls and two strikes. There's something to be said for a pitcher like that, particularly in his pro debut, no less. Nerves, butterflies, 2-2 down and away, and it's full. To have that tunnel vision, remain laser-focused, and just have the trust in your craft to be able to work quickly and not pay attention to any of those distractions. Here comes a payoff. Barrow puts it in the air, third base way. In foul ground, Staley the third baseman just in front of the dugout. One-handed squeeze. Two gone. Jackson Kent now has retired four straight. He's got two gone here with the bases empty, but now he's got to face the Mets' first-round pick from last year, Carson Benj. Didn't see Benj yesterday. He had the day off. Carson was in the opening night lineup back on Friday, but served as the DH. Today's the first time we're seeing him in the field in center. First pitch hits a line drive into the gap in left center for a base hit. The shortstop King tried to track it down, but not enough hang time for him to cover the ground he needed to. And Carson Benj aboard, and Brooklyn has its third hit of the game.
Love Benj's approach at the plate. Really looks to spray the ball throughout the entire field. You think normally lefty power bat getting drafted, a pull-heavy guy. Benj's base hits so far have all been to the third base side of second.
Jacob Reimer next as Benj takes his lead. Kent out of the stretch now. And first pitch to Reimer, healthy hack, but misses and it's nothing and one. Yeah, Benj was on base four times back on Friday, had the double and three walks. And now another base hit to his line here today. Toss over to check on Benj, who dives back safely. Jacob Reimer has been just outstanding so far through two games and change. 3-for-5 day yesterday. 5 RBI, 2 runs scored, and he singled his first time up this afternoon. Another check on Benj, who again is back safely. Counts only 0-1, so we'll see how aggressive Carson wants to be here. Oh and one to the righty batter, and Reimer hits it back to the screen, nothing and two. Eli Serrano on deck would be next. No score, bottom three. On a cooler afternoon here on Coney Island. Relative to yesterday, though, comparatively speaking, this could pass for a summertime day. Not actually, but you get the point. 0-2 on Reimer. Here it comes. And Jacob takes in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, yesterday we were utilizing our towels, our winter jackets, keeping those laptops as protected as possible. Thankfully, today, not as much to report on the weather front. Although overcast skies and a chill in the air for sure. 1-2 on Reimer. Kent set. Runner goes. Pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Well, Caleb Loavita popped up ready to throw down, but he didn't need to because that ends the inning. Couple of strikeouts in the frame for Jackson Kent. Both pitchers cruising through three so far. We go to the fourth, still scoreless.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Wilmington starter Jackson Kent just began going through the order for the second time. Now Zach Thornton will do the same. Brooklyn starting pitcher who has gone nine up, nine down so far. Only man to reach, Elijah Green, who walked in the second. Still scoreless, Mets and Nats High A affiliates as the marching band blares on, trying to get this home crowd into it on this Sunday fun day here at Maimonides Park. Jonathan Thomas, T.J. White, and Seaver King, three to bat against the southpaw Thornton here as we go top four. Thomas, his first time up, he struck out swinging. Zach has collected four of those punchies so far his first time through. Top of the fourth underway, and the first pitch to Jonathan Thomas is a fastball for a strike. And again, Thornton, that first pitch strike, it served him well. 0-1 on the Wilmington leadoff man. Thornton into his wind, the pitch. Thomas takes a strike yet again, nothing and two. Good fastball there from Thornton for a second consecutive time. So Thomas, 5'7", 175, 2022 draftee by Washington. Out of Texas Southern in the SWAC. Spent all of last year in Wilmington, played 85 games. And the speed, certainly the best thing he's got going for him. 0-2. Thomas takes inside, a little too far in towards the belt. And it's 1-2. Thomas hit just a .191 across those 85 games in high A last year. Not much pop either. In fact, none of it. Zero home runs. 1-2 home. Thomas swings and misses. Strike three. Good pitch from Thornton. 93 upstairs. And Thomas just a hair late. So Zach now with five strikeouts. That is the second time today he has gotten Thomas down swinging. And one away. Bases empty for the switch hitting T.J. White. Batting from the right side against the lefty Thornton. Open stance for the switch hitter. First pitch to him. Up and in. White wants no part of it. And the count 1-0. A little bit of a different tune today relative to yesterday. 1-0 drops in for a strike with the breaker, and it's 1-1. Cyclones 15-1 winners game where all nine Cyclones had at least one hit. 1-1. Foul back to the screen. It's 1-2. So far today, no runs, only three hits combined between these two teams, all of them belonging to Brooklyn to this point. So at least to start, the Blue Rocks getting their best pitching performance from a starter they've had this weekend. There's a 1-2 in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes to White. Zach Thornton and Jackson Kent essentially going punch for punch here early. And a 2-2 count on White. Thornton into the wind. He fires. Inside, ball three. Thornton thought he got him. He walked off the mound and was waiting for Chris Suero, Brooklyn's catcher, to throw it around the infield. But I think Zach realized that ball never came into his peripheral vision down at third base. So he's back on the slab at a 3-2. Chopped on the ground towards third. Tough play for Reimer, who has to charge in. He barehands and throws. Not in time. Oh, impressive play by Jacob Reimer just to get to that baseball, then make the bare hand play cleanly. But now a tag applied by Mercado after the runner, White, overran the first base bag. But he is ruled safe. So a runner on first and one gone now for Seaver King after T.J. White's infield single. That's the first hit of the day for the Blue Rocks. We'll see if they can do anything with it here with one on and one out. White does not have tremendous speed. Stole only four bags across 111 games for the Blue Rocks last year. But this is the guy you want up if you're Wilmington. Seaver King, first rounder from last year. First pitch low to him. and the count 1-0. Number four prospect that the Nationals have to boast, according to MLB Pipeline. 20 games with single-A Fredericksburg last year, 15 runs scored. 1-0 to him is a strike at the bottom of the zone. And it's 1-1. Brooklyn middle infield playing double play depth. Thornton, a big ground ball pitcher, I'm sure would love nothing more than to turn two here. Pitch to some weak contact. 1-1. King fooled. Almost dropped to an E as he swung and missed on the breaker. And it's one ball and two strikes. Healthy slider there from Thornton. That slide piece has been active early with some real bite. See what he does here. 1-2. Out of the stretch. First the check on White, who is back standing. Brandon Bossier on deck, then Elijah Green after him. Wilmington trying to break this scoreless tie here in the top of the fourth. By the way, lights are on here at Maimonides Park. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Another slider from Thornton. That would have been ball two. Ran in towards the ankles. But King evidently wanted to give it a go. No dice. And Zach Thornton now has six strikeouts through 3 2/3. T.J. White remains patiently standing off the first base pillow as the infield swings around to the right for Brandon Bossier, who fouls back the first offering 0-1. And third baseman Reimer all the way in shortstop territory. Kevin Villavicencio, Brooklyn's actual shortstop, is up the middle. Daring Bossier to go the other way. Another throw over to check on T.J. White. Again, back safely standing. Bossier lined out sharply to second on a real nice play by DeAndre Smith in the Brooklyn infield his first time up. Took a base hit away from Bossier. A one home. There's a strike. And Thornton continuing to pound the zone. It's nothing and two. Zach has been economical as well. Next pitch will be number 48, and we are in the fourth. No balls, two strikes, two outs. White off of first. Thornton from the stretch, he deals. Swinging a line drive, sinking into center, and it drops in front of Carson Benge. T.J. White up 90 feet. Benge got it in quickly. So a couple of singles in the frame for Wilmington. White and Bossier. And they have two base runners with two outs here for Elijah Green. And this might be exactly what you want if you are Elijah Green. Justin made mention of it earlier. Tough start for Green, who has had a flurry of strikeouts early. Only ball he has put in play was an inning-ending double play back on opening night. Maybe this is what you need to get going. Opportunity like this, tie ball game, two on, two out, up in a big spot. And Chris Suero recognizing that, so the Brooklyn catcher calls time and wants to go have a quick chat with the lefty Thornton before they begin to attack Elijah Green. Green walked his first time up today for what it's worth. Fifth overall pick back in 2022. Spent all of last year in single A. And a disappointing year for Green. Hit just 208. OPS sub 650. Did hit 13 home runs, but it was across 106 games. But much like Jonathan Thomas in this Wilmington lineup, the speed very much a factor. 39 swiped bags for the top five pick last year. Thornton ready to go. Here's his first toss, and Green spoils it foul out towards the parking lot. 0-1. And I guess the glass half full approach for the Washington farmhand in Green is that he still is only 21 years old. That's why they have not rushed him through the system whatsoever. They're taking their time, making sure he's checking all the boxes. Oh, one drops in for a strike. And it's nothing and two. Another good slider by Thornton there, who not just is high usage with the slider, but is hitting his spots as well. Can throw it in the zone. No balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on. No score here in the fourth. Thornton a belt set, and then a twist to glance the runner back at second. No throw, just a look. It is White off of second. Bossier behind him on first. Neither of which are the fastest of base runners. See if that factors in at all. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Thornton blew it right by him. Wilmington strands a pair. Zach Thornton has 7 strikeouts. He picks up 3 in that inning alone. So for Wilmington in the inning, no runs, 2 hits, and 2 left. To the bottom of the 4th we go, still scoreless, here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of Baseball on the Boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Jackson Kent back out to begin this bottom of inning number 4. Cyclones and Blue Rocks are scoreless. Thanks so much for being with us. Johnny Gadamowicz and Justin Rock with you as always. So excited to have another year of baseball in Brooklyn underway. And so far, so good for the Cyclones, who are 2-0. Hasn't been quite as easy today. Brooklyn will try to muster some offense here in the home fourth against Jackson Kent, who's been cruising. First pitch, Serrano, Eli Serrano that is, shows bunt. Strike one to him. It's nothing and one to the Brooklyn right fielder, who flied out to right his first time up and was essentially robbed of extra bases. 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. Serrano put a ball all the way towards the warning track in right. Jonathan Thomas got a great first step, tracked it down, and made a real nice play, colliding into the fence. 1-1, Serrano takes outside, and it's 2-1. Hard not to be excited if you are a Nationals fan with what you've seen from Jackson Kent so far. 2-1, outside, 3-1, and maybe more so than usual so far today. Kent just struggling to get that pinpoint accuracy here as that one missed a bit outside. Now the 3-1. Serrano cranks this one in the air to Thomas in right, who moves back, looks up, and it's gone. Eli Serrano, his first high A home run. A solo shot to right. That ball got out in a hurry. And Brooklyn on top, 1-0 here in the fourth. Well, we don't see many of those home runs to right field here on Coney Island, but Serrano doing just that to put the Cyclones on the board.
The wind not whipping off the Atlantic like it normally does this time of year, and Serrano might have heard the scouting report about Maimonides Park and said, I don't care for that. Parking it beyond the right field fence, 108.4 off the bat, 375 feet for Eli.
Serrano putting Brooklyn on the board, and now Chris Suero trying to follow suit. First pitch, Suero swings and pops it up. Couple of rows deep on the right-hand side, 0-1. It was interesting in that Brooklyn scored 15 runs yesterday, none of them via the home run. Now, they've scored one run today on the long ball. Pitch. Suero takes a strike on the outer edge. Didn't appear to love the call there. And it is nothing and two. Chris doubled his first time up, but then was thrown out at third base thereafter. 0-2 hits this one on the ground to short. Vacuumed up there by Seaver King, who throws over to first in plenty of time to get Suero for the first out of the inning. Yeah, so important to try to take advantage to right field when you can. Here at Maimonides Park, not very often, those chilly April days where the wind is not whipping around, but today's one of them. First pitch to DeAndre Smith. This is a little bit high. And it's one ball and no strikes to the Cyclones' second baseman. Saw DeAndre back on Friday. Not yesterday, though. 1-0. Smith takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Three balls and no strikes to DeAndre. So Kent, giving up his first run of the day so far on the home run. Trying to make sure this doesn't get away from him now. The 3-0 to DeAndre. That's a strike in towards the knees. And it's 3-1 to the Cyclones' second baseman, who reached on a fielder's choice and then stole second base first time through. 3-1, fouled back. And it's 3-2. You look at the year for Kent last year and mentioned didn't pitch professionally. So the only real game action he saw was collegiately before he got drafted. Played his college ball at the University of Arizona in the Pac-12. Out of the full line, payoff. Smith takes outside ball four. That's the first walk allowed by Jackson Kent so far today. And Brooklyn has one on with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. It was an interesting year for Kent at Arizona collegiately. Ended up, on the whole, being really good. First team, all Pac-12. But his season was kind of split into two halves. First pitch, a strike to Starling Mercado. First 11 starts were particularly outstanding. ERA of 2.41. 18 earned runs over his first 67 innings. Long hold, now the 0-1. Mercado spoils it foul to the seats third baseway. And a Starling behind, nothing and two. And he kind of scuffled down the stretch. Kent allowing four earned runs or more in each of his final four starts. And a big reason why was the home run ball. Lefty arm working on the lefty bat. Mercado here ahead 0-2. Glances towards first and the pitch. And again, Mercado puts it in almost an identical spot in the seats third baseway. But you look at those home runs surrendered by Kent last year. Only gave up two long balls through his first 12 starts. Final three, he gave up five. So it wasn't quite the ending that Kent would have hoped for, particularly in some big games for Arizona down the stretch of the college season. But still a first-team all-conference arm. Another check on the runner, back safely standing. And evidently, those last couple of bad ones didn't scare off the Nationals, nor should they have. Certainly looks the part of a fourth-round pick so far here today. 0-2. Mercado takes outside, patient eye, and it's a ball and two strikes. Day like today, gotta be a long time coming, or at least feel like that. When you get drafted middle of the summer last year, and then you do not pitch professionally towards the tail end of the campaign. 1-2. Mercado hits it towards us, a little bit to our left up on the fourth level, and it clangs off a window and back down into the main seating bowl. So Mercado doing a nice job, really making Kent work here. That pitch count continuing to elevate. Next one will be number 70. Trying to get through four. Kent from the stretch, 1-2. Mercado takes in the dirt. It kicks off the catcher Loma Vida, and advancing to second without a throw is Smith. So a runner in scoring position here for Brooklyn. And the Cyclones now will try to cash in. Base hit here could double up their lead. Patient approach from Mercado, who's got a 2-2 count with one away here, bottom four. Smith leads off the second base pillow. Kent fires. Down and away. As Starling getting his money's worth here. It's full at 3-2. The wild pitch not helping out Kent. Who prepares to deal a 3-2. Here it comes. Mercado takes low. Ball four. A little bit outside too. So back-to-back walks issued by the Wilmington starter, who prior to this inning had been near spotless. But so far in the fourth has gone homer, ground out, walk, walk. And this is going to prompt at least a chat for the Blue Rocks. There is a lefty arm who appears to be getting loose.
Jared Simpson, the only lefty in the Blue Rock bullpen, getting ready.
So just trying to buy Simpson some time as he tosses a couple of warm-up throws before Troy Schreffler up to bat in a big spot with two on and only the one out. Caleb Lomavita, Wilmington catcher, hollering out the orders. All sorts of arm signals from Lomavita, who is now back into his crouch. As far as how they want to play this defensively, first and second, one gone. Troy Schreffler up to bat. Pitch, wave, and a miss. Schreffler tried to tattoo that baseball. But no luck for him that time around on the changeup. And it's nothing and one. And starting him out with the off-speed. See what he does here. A one home. Schreffler serves it foul on the ground. And Troy behind 0-2. Smith off second. Mercado behind him on first. Brooklyn trying to add to its 1-0 lead. Pitch, Schreffler swings and misses, drop third strike, but there's a runner on first, so nowhere to go for Troy, and Lomavita pointing that out, so that's out number two, and a big strikeout for Jackson Kent, and now, should he get Kevin Villavicencio, he'll have wiggled his way out of this thing, not completely unscathed because of the solo home run to start the frame, but certainly a little bit better than how it could have been. By the way, that last punch out number six for Kent on the afternoon. So now Kevin Villavicencio next. First pitch. And Kevin takes outside for ball one. It's 1-0. Villavicencio struck out swinging his first time up. As Kent comes set, another hard glance back towards second, and the pitch. Villavicencio sends it in the air. Right-hand side, Bossier, the first baseman, has a look. But that's all he can do. Lands two rows deep. Well, even if you're Brooklyn and you walk out of this frame with only the one run, you've got to be pleased with the approach at the plate, particularly the Starling Mercado at bat. Just the ability to work a starter who had, prior to this inning, been outstanding. Just get him a little bit uncomfortable. Make him throw a couple extra more pitches. Get that pitch count up. Try and get him out of the ballgame. For Wilmington bullpen that's been scuffling. 1-1. Down and in, it's 2-1. And we've noticed that really all weekend. We haven't seen a lot of silly, foolish swings from these Cyclones batters who appear to certainly check the box when it comes to the plate discipline. And again, you say all of that, small sample size. But a good sign early. 2-1. Villavicencio smacks it on the ground, foul, third base way, and the count 2-2. Should Villavicencio reach, we'd go back to the top for Boston Barrow. And Brooklyn, who has had a number of crooked innings already. That's the last thing you want. You'd figure this could be Kent's last batter. So you combine that with the fact that, okay, you bullpen a little shaky, top of the Brooklyn order. Could be a recipe for disaster, perhaps. This out important. 2-2. Down and in, and it's 3-2. And Villavicencio following suit from Mercado from a couple of at-bats ago. Not helping out Kent whatsoever. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. 1-0 Brooklyn with 2 on. Villavicencio trying to prolong this bottom of the fourth. Kent's payoff. Villavicencio check swing did not go on appeal. Ball 4. Oh, Jackson Kent can't believe it. I don't think any of the Wilmington infielders can believe it. And outfielders at that too. But Villavicencio managed to hold up. And that becomes the third walk issue to the frame by the lefty Jackson Kent. And you'd figure with the lefty and Simpson warming for quite a while that they will indeed make a call to the bullpen. Jake Lowry out of the dugout, and he points towards that bullpen to signal a pitching change. So what do we have here? Bases loaded, two outs. Fresh arm into the game for Boston Barrow. Big spot coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey! Well, the sun's trying to sneak its way between the clouds right now, and so is this Brooklyn offense on this Sunday afternoon. Already a run across on the Eli Serrano home run. Bases loaded at two out. Here's Jared Simpson, the left-hander. 6'4", 205 pounds, will turn 25 in June from Clinton, Iowa. Left-hander made a couple of scoreless outings against Brooklyn at the tail end of last season, trying to protect the line for left-hander Jackson Kent, who lasted 3 2/3.
Massive spot in this ball game. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Bases loaded, two outs. The starter out, Simpson in at Brooklyn's leadoff man, and Boston Barrow up to bat. Simpson on, ready to deal his first pitch. And the lefty deals, and Barrow takes a breaking ball downstairs for ball one. Simpson drafted back in 2023. Appeared in 9 games with single-A Fredericksburg a couple of summers ago after he was drafted. Last year missed almost the entirety of the year with injury. But like you say, Justin, did make a couple of appearances with Wilmington towards the tail end of the year. 1-0 the count on Barrow. Here it comes. Barrow takes outside, two balls and no strikes. Collegiately bounced around a little bit, did Simpson. Started out at Iowa Western, JUCO, then made the move over to Mizzou, ultimately ended up at Iowa for his final couple years of college ball. 2-0 upcoming. Simpson deals up and away, and it's 3-0. No place to put Barrow. With Smith on third, Mercado on second, and Villavicencio on first. Brooklyn trying to add to its 1-0 lead. Here comes a 3-0 delivery, and a get-me-over strike. Barrow taking all the way, and it's 3-1. The stuff is there for Simpson. Fastball that reportedly sits right around 92 to 94. The issue, he's only thrown 13 pro innings since getting drafted. Pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop King has it, and he'll tap the second base bag with his right foot to retire the side. So Brooklyn leaves three on the bases, but on the board thanks to the Eli Serrano solo home run. We'll go to the fifth, 1-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BK-LYN. Amazing starts here.
go to the fifth. Brooklyn leading 1-0 after the Eli Serrano solo shot to right field, no less, in the bottom of the fourth. Zach Thornton now for the first time today, pitching with the luxury of a lead, albeit a one-run lead. He'll try to protect it here as we go to the fifth. Loma Vida, Pimentel, and Brown up to bat, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. 6-7-8 for the Blue Rocks against Thornton. 52 pitches through four innings here this afternoon, trying to get through five full, though the Brooklyn bullpen is up and getting ready, just in case, down the right field line. Caleb Loma Vida popped up to second in his only at-bat, and the former California Golden Bear sees a fastball high, and the count 1-0. The lefty comes home. Ooh, and that hit him. A fastball inside at 86, and it ricocheted off that left elbow guard of Loma Vida. And Wilmington has the leadoff man on to start the fifth inning. First time Wilmington's put the leadoff man on today. And now one on, nobody out for Brandon Pimentel. Thornton last year did hit eight batters in 68 innings. On the first pitch here, hit on the ground at first. Mercado Field steps on the back, throw to second, and a dead duck is Loma Vida. Tag applied by Villavicencio in front of the second base bag. And now they go back to first, and they say he's safe. I don't know why or how. Mercado fielded the ball, stepped on the first base bag, threw to second. And the base umpire, Ricky Arredondo, still gives Pimentel first base. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. I don't know how that could possibly not be a double play.
The only thing I can think is if perhaps when Mercado stepped on the bag, he missed it, but it didn't look like he missed it.
We're going to have to see a replay. That is one of the most confusing calls I have maybe ever seen. Joked about it being opening day for everybody on Friday. I don't even know how you score that. Do you give Mercado an error? Just a fielder's choice. And the first pitch here to Marcus Brown is inside in the count 1-0. So instead of bases empty and two outs, there's a runner at first and one out. And you know what? Maybe Mercado did miss the first base bag. He tried to reach out there with his right foot as this tap back towards the mound. Thornton fields in front of the rubber and underhands it on to first for the out. Mercado fielded, looked at second, tried to sort of no-look touch the bag with his right foot. And it was certainly very close as to whether or not he did get on the bag. I have to really zoom in. I think he might have hit the front left square of the pillow. Well, looking at the replay, certainly understand why Arredondo and Pascal made that call. So Wilmington now has the tying run at second with two out. And the first pitch to Murphy. Staley fouled up the third base line. Hit off of Staley's foot. And the count. No balls and a strike. So a wild start to this fifth inning. But credit to the umpiring crew. They saw it. We did not. This one fouled off to the first base side. And the count now 0-2 on Staley. Runner at second, two out here in the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Cyclones trying to start 3-0 for the first time since 2012. Staley struck out looking in his only trip. Thornton from the first base side of the rubber looks at second. Now the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Curveball on the lower outside part of the plate. Eighth strikeout today for Zach Thornton. A new career high. And he strands the tying run in scoring position in the fifth. For Wilmington in the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left at the end of four and a half. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Johnny Gadamowitz with you on this Sunday afternoon. Brooklyn trying to sweep this season opening series. It's a pitcher's duel after a slugfest on Friday and Saturday. 1-0 Brooklyn as we move to the home fifth inning. Carson Bench to lead things off for the Cyclones. Jared Simpson out for his first full inning of relief, and his first pitch to the lefty batter, a strike on the outside corner. And the count 0-1, Bench. 1-for-2 has grounded to first and singled to left center in this contest. Simpson sets with a cross step towards first, the 0-1, and Bench rolls one on the ground first base side. Picked up on the forehand by Bossierra, race to the bag, and Simpson just got there ahead of Bench. No argument from Carson. Good hustle up the line, but the leadoff man retired here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Jacob Reimer. He singled and struck out today. Final line for the starter, Jackson Kent, in his pro debut. Solid effort in his maiden voyage at the high A level. 3 2/3 innings, a run on 4 hits, walked 3, struck out 6, the only blow. A home run to the lefty swinging Eli Serrano III. First pitch from Simpson, and Reimer takes a change up high. It's 1-0. Wilmington, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, a run on 4 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Simpson, those long red sleeves on either end of the jersey top, and that fastball just happened to find the lumber. Reimer tried to check his swing, but it glanced off the barrel. It's a ball and a strike. Sun tried to peek its head out between the clouds, but quickly shrouded back up. Lights on here at the stadium just in case. The 1-1, and Reimer pulls his head out. Simpson pulls the string on him there. And it's 1-2 on the Brooklyn third baseman. Lefty gets the one he wants. Works from the third base side of the mound. The pitch. Reimer takes down and in. And the count evens at 2-2. Chilly afternoon here on Coney Island. It's gotten a little bit colder as this game has moved along. The wind hasn't picked up. Temperatures in the mid-50s here today. Wilmington will head home after this one. Open up their home schedule on Tuesday at Frawley Stadium. As Reimer takes outside 3-2, Brooklyn won't go to Wilmington until June of this season. Somewhat similar to 2 years ago. Cyclones never made it down to Wilmington, I think, until July. The payoff pitch, and Reimer gets it off the hands of foul ball. And it remains at 3-2 on the Cyclones' third baseman.
Talking about scheduling quirks, it is interesting to look at what the Mets have gone through so far these first couple of weeks. Feels like they've barely played any National League teams.
Well, it's been hilarious between them and the Yankees as Reimer takes one on the inside corner. Strike three called. Found that upper left-hand quadrant. And Reimer frozen as Simpson picks up the strikeout for the second out of the fifth inning. But you look at the schedule so far, the Mets have played three series. They've played one National League team. Played the Astros, a former NL team. Then the Marlins in Miami, now the Blue Jays at home. And Simpson misses outside in the count 1-0 on Serrano. He's the difference in this game, a home run to right back in the fourth. But the Yankees haven't played an American League team at all so far this season. The Brewers, the Diamondbacks, and now the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The 1-0. As that pitch misses off the inside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. They played a former American League team in Milwaukee. The 2-0 pitch. And Serrano takes high. It's three balls and no strikes. That's how you know schedules these days aren't really handmade, man-made anymore. When you see those kinds of schedule quirks, see it a lot, especially now in basketball, teams playing the same team back-to-back. Serrano takes down and away ball four, and he's on base for the second time today. Already the fifth walk of the season for Serrano. And Brooklyn a one-out, or a two-out base runner. And now it's Chris Suero, one for two with a double. Sometimes don't see teams play each other for a long time. I think the Rangers and the Islanders this year on the hockey side of things went about 3-4 months without playing each other. The lefty offers, and Suero takes down and in 1-0. Nice crowd on hand here on this Sunday afternoon, nearing the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour. The 1-0 pitch, and Suero pops it in the air, out in a right, racing into his left. Thomas, now drifting back in into his right, makes the catch over his navy blue cap to end the inning. For Brooklyn in the fifth, no runs, no hits, one left on a walk at the end of five. It's 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lawrence.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, right on cue, new arm into the game for the Cyclones, none other than the right-hander Jace Beck. Great to see Jace back in action after missing all of last season with injury, was here in 2023. And he relieves Zach Thornton, who was really splendid. Five shutout innings at that for Thornton. Gives up two base hits, walks only one, and strikes out, like you said, Justin, the career high eight. He does exit in line for a potential victory. Does go the five innings necessary to qualify. And Brooklyn does have a 1-0 lead. So now this Cyclones bullpen that has been lights out so far to start the year. Mentioned only three earned runs over 10 1/3. We'll try to keep it moving. And Jace Beck, his first appearance of 2025.
Yes, indeed. And so great to see Jace back on the mound. But first, the final line for Thornton. Five innings, no runs, two hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. A new career high for the Southpaw, who was nicknamed Thor. for Thornton. By our good friend Ernest Dove on the Mets social media minor league side of things. Thornton 59 pitches in 5 innings, 42 strikes. So mighty impressive, but for Beck, this is his first appearance in an actual game since August 18th, 2023, 597 days ago. And his first pitch, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that glances off the glove of Suero. And the count 1-0. Beck was really impressive in his time with Brooklyn in 2023. Had a ton of strikeouts during his time, as this one, a fastball ripped by him at 95. And it's 1-1. Thomas has struck out in both at-bats today. Beck, a couple of years ago, 26 appearances, one start, had a 6-5 record, a 3.73 ERA, as Thomas again laid on the fastball underneath the hands. It's 1-2. Beck, 25 hits allowed in 31 in the third inning. Struggled with the command, 30 walks, but had 57 strikeouts, a strikeout rate up over 39%. The tall right-hander works from the first base side of the mound, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Welcome back, Jace Beck. Four pitches and a strikeout of Jonathan Thomas. And Jace quite literally picking up where he left off 2 years ago.
Tough day so far for Thomas. Three at-bats, three strikeouts, down swinging all three times.
Ninth strikeout today for Brooklyn pitching. They had 15 yesterday in the victory over the Blue Rocks as T.J. White swings at the first pitch, pops it in the air, foul ground, third base side, Reimer backpedaling out into foul ground and shallow left. Able to make the catch over his noggin for the second out. So a seamless start for Beck through the first two batters, and that'll bring up Seaver King. Beck, tallest guy on this roster. Tallest guy on this roster by about 3 inches. 6'9", 245 pounds. Will turn 25 in June from Tuttle, Oklahoma. As Seaver King takes up an in 1-0. And got to be cool for Jace Beck. He's one of three Oklahomans on this Cyclones roster. Yesterday, starter Brendan Gurton and his center fielder Carson Benj as well, as King fouls it off to the right. It's 1-1. Beck, a former 22nd round pick in 2019 out of Blanchard High School in Oklahoma. As there's a fastball sizzling on the inner half, it's 1-2 on Seaver King. He's struck out twice today, once looking, once swinging. Beck, another guy with a great athletic family. His dad, former wide receiver at Oklahoma State. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. It was a 1-2 to Seaver King. And Beck blows him away with high cheese. 1-2-3 go the Blue Rocks against the right-hander in the sixth. A couple of strikeouts in Beck's first appearance on a minor league mound in 597 days. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fry-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
new pitcher in the game for the Blue Rocks as Jared Simpson stays on. Thomas Schultz on to take his spot for Simpson. He goes an inning and a third scoreless. Did walk one and strike out one. Did not surrender a base hit. Now Schultz on as the third Wilmington arm of the game in a 1-0 Brooklyn lead as we go bottom six.
So Schultz becomes the first Blue Rock pitcher to make his second appearance of the year and his first pitch to DeAndre Smith on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour in the East, the 0-1 pitch. DeAndre fists it in the air, shallow left center field. Coming on Elijah Green and makes the shoestring basket catch for the first out. Oh, what a grab by Elijah Green in it to his right in center field. DeAndre Smith made a great grab earlier in this ballgame to take away a base hit. And now the favor returned by the Wilmington defense.
Well, we told you about Green's defense. That is the calling card of his game in dead center. As much as the bat has lagged a little bit, the defense has been there every step of the way during his young career.
So bases empty and one out for a Starling Mercado. He struck out and walked. And the first pitch he sees on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Schultz standing at 6'6", 243 pounds. Will turn 26 in August from Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. This on the ground left side, but will stay to the left of the square. A foul ball, and it's 0-2. Schultz pitching on opening night for Wilmington in relief. Gave up a run in an inning of work. Walked one, struck out two, 14 pitches, 10 strikes. Former ninth-round pick out of Vanderbilt. The 0-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. Got him. Bottom fill out of that offering to Mercado. Nice slider from Thomas Schultz. And two outs on five pitches for the tall right-hander. Two away for Troy Schreffler Jr. has struck out twice today. Schultz last year a 1.82 ERA, 18 games. At single-A Fredericksburg, joined Wilmington on June the 4th. Struggled a bit to close out the season as Schreffler takes outside 1-0. An ERA around 5.5 in 24 and two-thirds innings. The 1-0. And Schreffler pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Staley in front of the third base coach's box makes the catch to end the inning. So a seamless bottom of the sixth for the right-hander Schultz. Retires the side in order on seven pitches to the seventh. Still 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-Yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-Yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we head to the seventh inning. Jace Beck, a marvelous return to the mound, a 1-2-3 sixth inning. On in his place, the right-hander Austin Trusser, 6'3", 189 pounds, 23 years old from Lewis Creek, Missouri, the fourth-round pick in 2023, set to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Wilmington order, Johnny.
Thanks, Justin. A 1-0 Cyclone lead. Sun continuing to try to fight its way through essentially just a thick layer of gray clouds. Austin Trusser's first pitch of 2025 is a fastball for a strike to Brandon Bossier. And the count 0-1. We are cooking with gas here on this Sunday. Cyclones leading 1-0 as we go top 7. Pitch. Bossier takes down and in. It's 1-1. Infield swings around to the right, as they have done most, if not all, of this weekend when Brandon Bossier, the big lefty bat, has stepped up to bat. He is 1-for-2 today. A single and a line out to second. 1-1 goes the other way, but hits it well foul. And it's 1-2 on the Blue Rock first baseman. So anyway, here is Trusser, like you say, Justin, a fourth-round pick back in 2023. Pitched in 4 games, 4 starts for Brooklyn towards the tail end of last year. After starting the season in St. Lucie. And time called by Bossier before a 1-2 pitch up coming to him. Numbers for Trusser in Brooklyn last year across those 4 starts through 12 innings to the tune of an 0-2 record. ERA sat at 4.5. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him. Good pitch by Trusser there. It was a four-seamer on the outside corner at 95. And just blew it right by Bossier. How about after 15 strikeouts yesterday, now 11 Brooklyn strikeouts by Cyclone Arms so far on this Sunday afternoon, picking them up in a hurry. So now Elijah Green next. 1-0 Cyclones. Bases empty, one away here, top 7. And the first pitch to Austin Trusser, or should say from Austin Trusser, is up and in. And the count 1-0. So yeah, all 4 of those Brooklyn appearances for Trusser last year were in a starting capacity. 1-0, wave and a miss, and it's 1-1. And Trusser certainly has starter stuff, but just a testament to how deep this Brooklyn staff really is, that at least to start 2025, his first outing does come in a relief capacity. 1-1, wave and a miss. Good breaking ball there. Elijah Green fooled, and it's 1-2. Trusser goes four-seam slider, and then he's got that kick change action going on that we saw Clay Holmes put on full display back in spring training. And now, of course, a member of the Mets rotation as the regular season has gotten underway. Here comes a 1-2. There's a fastball. It's a strike. Austin Trusser back-to-back K's to start his new year, and bases empty, 2 gone as the Clones toss it around the infield. So that is 3 straight strikeouts by Wilmington batters dating back to last inning. 4 of the last 5, in fact, 5 of the last 6, if you go all the way back to the 5th, have gone down via the punch-out. Caleb Loma Vita swings and misses at a first-pitch breaking ball from the righty Trusser. And the count 0-1. Trusser from Missouri, a Mizzou Tiger collegiately, 0-1. Downstairs, and it's 1-1. Mets got him as a result of the compensatory pick they got after losing Chris Bassitt in free agency to the Toronto Blue Jays. You saw Bassitt against the Mets a couple of nights ago. 1-1 to Loma Vita in the dirt. Spiked that one badly. And it's 2-1. No sweat, though, for Trusser with nobody on the bases. Bassitt, who had that 1 year with New York, believe it was in 2022. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. It's 2-2. And for so many Met fans, unfortunately, the lasting memory of Chris Bassitt does come towards the tail end of that year. Big series in Atlanta to close the regular season. Didn't have his stuff. And then same could be said against the Padres in the wild card. 2-2 is fouled back. Dings off the netting. And it's still 2-2. So 2-2 with 2 gone. 1-0 Cyclones. By the way, the Blue Rocks only have 2 base hits so far today. Zach Thornton was spectacular. 2-2. Served on the ground towards short via Vicencio. Gobbles it up and rifles over to first to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 inning for Chase Beck, followed by a 1-2-3 inning from Austin Trusser. This 1-0 Brooklyn lead still intact as we hit stretch time from Maimonides Park. Bottom 7 coming up after the break.
Bring your team to see our team.
Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Take me out to the ballgame in the books here from Maimonides Park as we go bottom seven. Brooklyn 1, Wilmington nothing. There's that sun. It has been eluding us all day, but it is now fighting its way through a thick layer of gray clouds overhead here on Coney Island. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Johnny, he's Justin. So excited to have you with us all season long. Wrapping up shop on opening weekend 2025 in the South Atlantic League. Thomas Schultz is back out for another inning of relief work out of the Wilmington bullpen. He gets 9-1-2. Starting with Kevin Villavicencio, his first pitch to him is popped up. Behind the plate, the catcher Caleb Lomavita ditches the mask and makes the two-handed squeeze for out number one. About a foot or two in front of the padded wall. Behind home plate, Lomavita had some real estate. And one up, one down, one pitch for Thomas Schultz in this bottom of the seventh. Back to the top now for Boston Barrow. Boston today 0-for-3. Strikeout, pop up, and a ground out. First pitch to him is a strike. And it's nothing and one. Schultz from Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, drafted by the Nats back in 2023 out of Vanderbilt as Barrow fooled on a breaking ball. He's behind nothing and two. And now he digs back in. We'll need to get defensive here. 0-2 pitch up coming from Schultz. Here it comes. Barrow swings and misses. Strike three. Good toss from Schultz there on the cutter, who has gone five up, five down since coming into this ballgame. If you like good pitching, this has been a game for you. We have only seen a collective total of six hits between these two teams. Only the one run and Eli Serrano's solo shot back in the fourth. Now Carson Bench. Pitch. Bench hits it foul. Back to the netting behind home, 0-1. Anyway, Schultz, someone who Vanderbilt head coach Tim Corbin calls a very steady kid. And that steadiness on display, 0-1. Bench takes outside. It's one ball and one strike. Four seasons at Vandy for Schultz. His best year came as a junior in 2022. Sub-3 ERA that year. 1-1. Bench whacks it foul out towards Surf Avenue. It's 1-2. That is no small feat in the SEC. And Schultz pitched quite well during his time in Nashville and rewarded for that with a ninth-round pick a couple of summers ago. 1-2 on Bench. Bases empty, two away. 1-0 Brooklyn. And a 1-2 breaking ball stays a bit high. It's two balls and two strikes. Numbers for Schultz last year. Brayton single A. Sub-2 ERA across 18 games. Not so much after he was bumped up to Wilmington. ERA inflated over 5. 2-2. Bench hits it foul backwards on the ground. And we'll do it again at 2-2. That said, the righty did end his season on a bright spot last year. Didn't allow more than one run in any of his final six outings. So maybe that propels him to a strong campaign here. Is 2-2. Look out. Bench had to pirouette in the batter's box to avoid the path of destruction of that fastball up and in. And Carson works the count full. Bench calls time. Carson today, 1-for-3. He's got a base hit in both ball games that he has played for Brooklyn so far this season. Doubled back on Friday and a single today. Awaiting a payoff here, Schultz kicks and fires. Ben swings and puts it in the air to center. Elijah Green calmly moving back, makes the catch to retire the side. So six up, six down for Thomas Schultz out of the Wilmington bullpen. And it is still a 1-0 ball game. We've played seven on Coney Island. Let's go to the eighth on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Still only six combined hits in this ballgame so far. Four of them belong to Brooklyn, two of them to the Blue Rocks. Only one combined run. Eli Serrano's solo shot in the fourth is the difference in the game right now. We go top eight on a day that has been dominated by the pitching. That includes Austin Trusser, who is back out for now, full inning number two out of the Brooklyn bullpen. Trusser, who sat down the Blue Rocks, the meat of the Blue Rocks order at that, in 4, 5, and 6, with a couple of punch-outs in the top of the seventh. He will hope for a similar narrative here, top eight, as he gets the bottom third.
Thank you, Johnny. Brandon Pimentel to lead things off against Trusser in the first pitch, of fastball low. And the count 1-0. Pimentel, Brown, Staley, the three due up in the inning. Wilmington, as Johnny mentioned, just two hits here this afternoon. As that one misses high, two balls and no strikes. Wilmington, both their hits came in the fourth inning. A single from T.J. White, a base hit from Brandon Bossier. Have not had a base hit since then. Just one base runner on a hit batter. The 2-0. And Pimentel takes a strike underneath the arms. And the count 2-1. Infield shifted for Pimentel to pull. Third baseman Reimer playing well off the line and back. The pitch in the dirt kicks off the legs of Suero. And it's three balls and one strike. Quite the contrast to yesterday with all the offense Brooklyn was able to provide. And same applies for Friday night's season opener, the 3-1. And this stung on the ground a second. Couple of hops for DeAndre Smith to his left. And he'll make the play on a Mercado for the first out of the eighth inning.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, still five more outs for this Brooklyn bullpen to get. But even though it is early and even though it is only weekend number one, there is something to be said for displaying an ability to win numerous kinds of games, right? The slugfest where you put up a 15 spot yesterday and different script, different narrative today.
As a first pitch to Marcus Brown, clips the inner half, it's 0-1. Brown has struck out and grounded out today, and this Brooklyn team has done exactly that, Johnny. Won a back-and-forth kind of game on Friday, a dominant performance both on the mound and at the plate on Saturday. As Brown takes a fastball strike at 95, it's 0-2. And today it has been a pitcher's duel on both sides throughout. The 0-2 pitch to Brown, swing and a miss, struck him out. Chase the kick, changeup down and out of the zone. Austin Trusser picks up the whiff. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. Third strikeout today for Trusser. Every Cyclone pitcher today with multiple punch-outs. And now Murphy Staley, who has struck out twice in this contest. First offering from Trusser. Fastball off the plate away in the count 1-0. Brooklyn pitching now 13 strikeouts today and 28 over the last two games combined. The 1-0. And Staley pops it in the air to center, sending Benj back into his left. Now squares his shoulders to home plate, makes the two-handed grab, and the side retired. Another 1-2-3 inning for Austin Trusser. And Wilmington still held to two hits through eight innings. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn looking for insurance. They'll have 3, 4, and 5 due up. 1-0 Cyclones on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Rocks as we go bottom eight to 1-0 lead. Not the most comfortable leads of Brooklyn could have, but a lead all the same. They will try to tack on a couple more here and make the ninth a little more stress-free, if you will, depending on how it unfolds. But anyway, that new arm in the game for the Blue Rocks, it is Luke Young, a right-hander. He becomes the fourth Blue Rock arm of the day, taking the spot of Thomas Schultz. Final line on Schultz, really good. Two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, two Ks.
So Young trying to keep this a one-run game into the ninth. Jacob Reimer to lead off, and the old 55-footer starts off the bottom of the eighth inning. And Reimer ahead 1-0. Reimer 1-for-3, a single, a couple of strikeouts. Young 6'3", 170 pounds. As Reimer swings through an offering down and in, a fastball. It's one ball and one strike. Young, 6'3", 170. 23 years old from San Angelo, Texas. As Reimer gets jammed, fouls it towards the first base. Seats out of play, 1-2. Mentioned Thomas Schultz, a couple of shutout innings. Now Young making his season debut. The 1-2 pitch way outside. Lunging for it, Loma Vita glances off his mitt and all the way to the padded wall behind home. It's 2-2. Young last year started the season in the rotation, closed it out in the bullpen, went 4-11, a 4.58 ERA, 28 games, 16 starts. The pitch, Reimer backs out of the way of an off-speed delivery. And the count full. Young did have a save, 98 hits, 98 in the third innings. 31 walks, wasn't a big strikeout pitcher, just 73 last year, did induce 11 double plays as Reimer takes up and in for ball four. So Jacob on base for the second time today, and Brooklyn has a leadoff man aboard to start the eighth inning.
Just an on-base machine right now, and you love to see it through the walk, too. Patient approach. The guy who digs in right now, he knows a thing or two about that. Eli Serrano drawing walks super consistently, but right now it's his one swing that's the difference in this game.
Now, prior to that walk to Reimer, he was the last Cyclone to reach base. Ending a streak of 8 in a row retired as Serrano takes inside 1-0. He's the difference in this game. Flied out to deep right in his first at-bat. Clobbered a solo home run to right in his second at-bat and walked his last trip as Serrano pulls it on the ground through the hole between first and second, a base hit. Reimer hits the bag at second. He's on his way to third. Thomas's throw in goes to second base. Eli Serrano, the third on base for the third time. His second hit today, back-to-back multi-hit games for the former NC State Wolfpack. And Brooklyn threatening to add to the lead. Runners at the corners, nobody out.
Tell you what, if Reimer and Serrano continue to swing the bat in the way that they have, you look at the table setters in Barrow and Bench in the 1 and 2 spots, respectively. This has the potential, not to mention the guy in Chris Suero, who digs in now in the 5 spot. I mean, that is a scary 1 through 5. I don't care who the opposing pitcher is.
And DeAndre Smith and Starling Mercado following in the 6 and 7 spots today. Nothing to sneeze at either. As Chris Suero takes a breaking ball low 1-0. And Ronald Hernandez isn't even in the lineup today.
Yep.
So a lot of talent in this Mets organization. I remember a couple years ago when we started here, fans worrying about the future of the farm system. And Suero takes down and away 2-0. Safe to say here from Coney Island, the kids are all right. Nearing the top of the 4 o'clock hour, the 2-0 to the Bronx native Suero. And that fastball downstairs at 92. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Suero 1-for-3. Doubled in his first at-bat. Since then, a ground ball to short and a fly out to right. Young sets with a cross step towards third. The righty offers a 3-0. Suero, a high fly ball. Deep left field. Back goes White, and he's going to turn into a spectator. That one's ticketed for Luna Park. Chris Suero with his second home run of the season, and Brooklyn's broken it open in the eighth. It's 4-0 Cyclones. Suero Suave delivers once again, and the Cyclones have a 4-run eighth inning lead.
Smiling ear to ear, and why not? What a display of power from Suero, who is in a zone right now. We saw the home run a couple of nights ago. Two in this three-game span already. And driving in Reimer and Serrano on base before him.
Brings up DeAndre Smith, who fouls it off the hands in the count 0-1. What a start to the season for Chris Suero. 100.5 off the bat. 368 feet to left. The 0-1 pitch taken low. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Suero with RBIs, number 4, 5, and 6. As Smith can't connect on the high heater. And Young now jumps ahead in the count 1 and 2. Young did have issues with the home run ball last year. The 15 he allowed was among the bottom five in the South Atlantic League. As Smith takes down and away, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's an interesting combination for Young last year. He was tied for second in the league in double plays induced and also top five in home runs allowed. As Smith watches that one bounce in there, a full count. That's quite the juxtaposition. A ground ball pitcher, but has also been burned by the fly ball. Shows the importance for the righty out of Midland College to keep the ball down. The payoff pitch, and Smith blasts one down the right field line out of play. And it remains 3-2, so no longer a safe situation for the Brooklyn bullpen. Somewhat similar to the eighth inning on Friday night, was a 3-run game. Brooklyn added an insurance run and took the save opportunity out of Ryan Lambert's hands. The payoff pitch, outside, ball 4. So the first 4 have reached against Young here in the eighth. And Luke has struggled with the strike zone so far today. Just 7 of his first 19 pitches have been strikes. And he really pitched well against Brooklyn last season, did Luke Young. That was the team that he enjoyed facing the most out of any team throughout minor league baseball. You look at the numbers for Young a year ago, had a 1.21 ERA, and it's not like it was a small sample size. These are 22 of his 98 innings last year against the Cyclones. Far and away, had the best ERA, at least among pitchers still in Wilmington against Brooklyn last year. His ERA against every other team last season was up over 5.5. As a throw over to first, and DeAndre dives back. Mercado 0-for-2, a couple of Ks and a walk today. First pitch to him, and he's late on the off speed. It's no balls and one strike. Young, former 11th round pick out of Midland College, was committed to Oklahoma State before signing. As Mercado, a heavy wave and a miss at the off speed, it's 0-2. Young holds the ball behind his back. As he gets the sign, quick throw back to first, and Smith able to get his hand in there. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning for Wilmington, they'll have the top of their lineup, 1, 2, and 3. Right-hander up in the Blue Rock bullpen. The 0-2 pitch, and Mercado grabs a piece, fouls it back. We mentioned this homestand continuing throughout next week. So glad to start the season at home with you here on Coney Island. 9 straight games. The 0-2 pitch and the dirt remains out of ball and 2 strikes. Have some great promotions coming up as well over the course of the rest of this homestand. A BOGO Tuesday on Tuesday night at 6:40 Eastern time. First pitch, 1-2. And Mercado, another foul ball. Ricochets off the shin protector of Loma Vida. Wednesday, a noon first pitch. Senior field day at the ballpark. Part of our Silver Sluggers program. We'll have some fun stuff going on in the ballpark on our first matinee of the season. 1-2. Fastball outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thursday night, our Thursday meal deal. Ticket plus a hot dog or chicken tenders plus fries and a soft drink or a 12-ounce beer. Mercado fouls it back. Still 2-2. Friday night, we'll have our Friday drink deal. Our bundle up bundle still in full swing. Two two from Young. And Mercado on the ground right side, fielded by the first baseman Bossier, on a second for one. Relay back to first. In time, double play. Great job by Young getting over to cover the bag. And while looking over towards second base, able to find it with his right foot. And exactly what he needed. We talked about him inducing double plays. There's his first of the year. 3-6-1, 2 out in the 8th.
Well, as much as you don't like the result for a Starling Mercado, that's the second time today he had a real lengthy at-bat. And for Mercado, he's displayed an ability to really make pitchers work here early and not chase it pitchers out of the zone.
First pitch to Troy Schreffler Jr. cut on and missed it, 0-1. Schreffler 0-3 today. We'll have our backyard bash on Saturday afternoon against Hudson Valley. And, of course, our Sunday brunch to close out the series. The 0-1 from Young. And Schreffler again laid on the cheese up and in. No balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn 4, Wilmington nothing here in the 8th. The Cyclones with all 4 of their runs today on the strength of a pair of home runs. A solo shot from Serrano in the 4th. And Suero a 3-run blast earlier in this 8th inning. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball right down the chute. Fooled him. Strike 3 called. So Young muttering into his light red-colored mitt as he walks back to the dugout. Able to hold the damage here in the 8th, but Brooklyn able to create separation as they pick up 3 runs thanks to the Suero home run, 2 hits, nobody left. We head to the 9th inning. Brooklyn trying to complete the sweep. They lead 4-0 on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey. Easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Oh, Austin Trusser's day done. He was outstanding. Only three outs left for this Brooklyn bullpen to have to go get. And it falls on the shoulders of Anthony Nunez, who will be making his high A debut. Nunez, seven games with St. Lucie last year. ERA a little over three. Final line for Trusser, two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts, and now Nunez on to try to slam the door shut. Again, not a save situation. The Chris Suero three-run home run has since made this a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Cyclones.
Thank you, Johnny. So Nunez is on to make his high A and Cyclones debut. 6-1, 230. Will turn 24 in July for Miami Springs, Florida, and his first pitch, breaking ball, misses down and away. And the count 1-0. Thomas trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 0-3 with three strikeouts this afternoon. The 1-0 from Nunez. And this a soft tapper off of Thomas's foot. Ball rolled up the third baseline in fair territory, but ruled dead by the home plate umpire, Pascal. And it's even a ball and a strike. Nunez might hold the honor as the most unique player on the Cyclones roster. And we'll explain exactly what we mean by that. So Nunez, signed by the Mets last year in June, made a couple outings in the Complex League, seven at Single-A St. Lucie to finish the year, as Thomas laid on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball, fouls it off. And the count 1-2. Nunez gave up three runs on five hits and eight innings at St. Lucie, walked five, struck out 10. But Nunez was drafted 6 years ago in the 29th round. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball a hair high. It's two balls and two strikes by the San Diego Padres out of Miami Springs High School as an infielder. Nunez works from the first base side of the slab. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Welcome to Coney Island, Anthony Nunez. That the sweeper. And the leadoff man retired in the ninth. Fourth strikeout today for Thomas. And that'll bring up T.J. White with one out. So Nunez, drafted by the Padres as an infielder, hit 217, played 73 career games, two homers, 27 RBIs, reached Single-A Lake Elsinore in 2021. As that pitch high to White slipped out of Nunez's hands. And the count 1-0. But Nunez did not make it to the end of that season on the active roster. Padres released him in August of 2021. Did not appear in a pro baseball game between August of 2021 and last summer. As White takes a strike, it's 1-1. So 3-year difference between his last game with the Padres organization as a position player and last year in the Mets organization as a pitcher. The 1-1, rolled on the ground up the first baseline. Foul, it's 1-2. So what did Nunez do during those 3 years he was away from professional baseball? Well, he was still playing ball, except he was playing college baseball. Yes, you heard me right. Nunez went from playing pro baseball in the Padres organization to playing college ball at the University of Tampa. The 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Change up away. White swung so hard his helmet nearly fell off. Back-to-back strikeouts for Anthony Nunez. And there are two out here in the ninth inning. The Cyclones an out away from a victory. 15 strikeouts again for Brooklyn pitching here this afternoon. That'll bring up Seaver King. But there's a little-known rule in baseball that says you can play D2, D3, or NAIA college ball after playing in the pros. If you were drafted out of high school, as King swings through a sweeper, it's 0-1. But they take away every year, 1 year for every year that you played in professional baseball. And so that's what Nunez did, was a two-way player at Tampa, was a position player and a pitcher, as King takes in the dirt in the count 1-1. The Mets scouted him, saw him win the Division II National Championship with Tampa, liked what they saw from him as a pitcher, and now here he is at the high A level. Swing and a miss from King. Beautiful top-bottom break on the curveball. And the Cyclones one strike away from opening the season 3-0 for the first time in 13 years. This time last year, Nunez was in college. The 1-2 pitch. This one fouled back towards us. And just to our right, it remains 1-2. There's only one other guy I know that had a similar path like Nunez. He's in the Yankees system now, left-hander Javian Sandridge up at AAA. Base is empty, two out, 4-0 Brooklyn in the ninth. The 1-2 from Nunez. Just a bit inside. 90 miles an hour, try the cutter. And a collective groan from the Maimonides Park faithful. We're hoping to see that one be the final strike. Gilbert Gomez relaying defensive signals. The pitch. Sweeper down and away, and King has run the count full. But a cool story for Anthony Nunez. Back here in pro ball and thriving as Suero asks for time, and he'll run out to the mound and talk with the right-hander. 15 strikeouts for Brooklyn pitching again today. Had 15 yesterday. What a start to the season for this pitching staff. Last year, under Dan McKinney, now the pitching coach at AA Binghamton, set a franchise record 14 shutouts as a pitching staff a year ago. Looking to secure number one here in 2025. Nunez kicks and fires. Breaking ball on the outside. Corner, strike three called. And you can celebrate a Cyclones shutout victory. For the first time since 2012, the Brooklyn Cyclones start the season 3-0. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4 and the Wilmington Blue Rocks nothing. What a performance this afternoon by the pitching staff. Zach Thornton, Jace Beck, Austin Trusser, and Anthony Nunez combined to strike out 16 in a two-hit shutout as the Cyclones sweep the Blue Rocks. They get vengeance for getting swept last year to start the season on the road in Wilmington. We'll have a chance to start the year 4-0 on Tuesday night, right back here on Coney Island against the Yankees affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have the happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say on the Mets radio call. We'll take you through the game that was. Scores from out of town, and a look ahead to the series opener against the Gades on Tuesday night. Brooklyn 4, Wilmington nothing. We put a bow on everything when we come back. You're listening on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. And the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Chris Suero joining Johnny Gademowitz down on the field just a few moments ago. And Suero having to dodge one Gatorade bath, but I think they got him a little bit on the second go-around. Now visiting with his cheering section just to the left, Brooklyn's home first base dugout. What a way to start this season for the Mets High A affiliate. And they won in so many different ways over the course of this weekend. An 8-4 game on opening night. The Cyclones able to jump out to an early multi-run lead. Wilmington battled back, cut a 5-run deficit down at 2. Able to hang on and win that game with some insurance runs late yesterday. Just a straight bloodbath from basically start to finish. Fell behind 1-0 in the top of the first, and before you could blink an eye, it was 10-1 in the fifth, and a 15-1 win by the end of the day for Brooklyn. And then today, the pitching just cruised from the time the home plate umpire said play ball. Zach Thornton, Jay Speck, Austin Trusser, Anthony Nunez, a two-hit shutout, 16 strikeouts, 31 Ks for Brooklyn pitching over the last 18 innings. They hit two more home runs today and win the ball game 4-0. Now 3-0 for the first time since 2012. And just an incredible start to this season. Really, for every aspect of the game, the defense has been good. The base running has been solid outside of a pickoff in the game yesterday that didn't obviously come back to burn the Cyclones at all. The starting pitching has been outstanding. The bullpen has been exquisite. The plate approach has been great. The results at the plate have been wonderful. It has been a marvelous start to the year. We've talked a lot about it over the last two-plus years and how the Mets have really invested in their minor league farm system under Steve and Alex Cohen. It's a lot of different ways you can spend money as a major league team. We've seen it a lot. We've talked about it a lot in the offseason with Juan Soto signing a 15-year contract with the Mets. But you can also spend a lot of money in helping develop the players you have in your minor league system. Doesn't get talked about as much, but the Mets have done that in droves since the Cohens took over the organization. And you look top to bottom in this organization right now, and especially here in Brooklyn over these last couple of years, they are building something beautiful over in Queens, and it has stretched out to St. Lucie, to Brooklyn, to Binghamton, to Syracuse, and beyond. And the Cyclone fans getting a taste of all that here this afternoon. So let's take you through the game that was here today, now that Johnny has made his way back up here in the broadcast booth after narrowly avoiding some damp conditions from Chris Suero, avoiding a Gatorade bath. I'll get your scouting report before we go through the game recap, Johnny. Is there a better player in the organization, not just at the Cyclones, but in the organization at avoiding Gatorade baths than Chris Suero?
No, he is so shifty and so swervy, and he has a great perception of kind of knowing where it's coming from. He's got eyes in the back of his head. I think that's the best way of describing it.
That is absolutely perfect. I feel like it dates back to last year, too. I mean, he just always found a way to sneak away from everybody. Maybe that's why he's such a good ball player as well. He can anticipate as well as anybody. And we'll talk a little bit more about Chris Suero in a matter of moments. But let's take you through the game that was. Zach Thornton against Jackson Kent to start things off. A couple of left-handers. Thornton finished the season well last year. Kent making his pro debut. And two lefties were dueling. Zeros back and forth through the first three innings. Zach Thornton faced the minimum through the first three as well. And Eli Serrano, early in the game, his first at-bat, first inning, hit a deep drive out to right field. And normally this time of year, balls get beaten down by the wind coming off the Atlantic. Wasn't surprising to see the ball die at the warning track. Was a great catch by Jonathan Thomas to take away extra bases. But you didn't think much of it at the time. Fast forward to the fourth inning. Zach Thornton had his only trouble. The only two hits he gave up in the entire game, the only two hits Brooklyn gave up today, were in that fourth inning. But able to strand a couple of men aboard with a strikeout of Elijah Green on three pitches. And then Eli Serrano came up again to lead off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, if you've been a fan of the Cyclones and come out to Maimonides Park, you know it's not easy to hit a home run to right field until the weather starts to warm up. Right around the end of May, early June, Eli Serrano heard that scouting report and said, try me.
Get that pinpoint accuracy here as that one missed a bit outside. Now the 3-1. Serrano cranks this one in the air to Thomas in right, who moves back, looks up, and it's gone. Eli Serrano, his first high A home run. A solo shot to right. That ball got out in a hurry. And Brooklyn
took a 1-0 lead on Serrano's solo shot to right, his first high A home run. Mighty impressive. Helped out by the fact that there wasn't a whole lot of breeze this afternoon on Coney Island. That made the weather a lot more palatable than it was yesterday. But Serrano able to power one through and give the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. Brooklyn pitching really kept the suspense out of this ball game. The fifth inning, another impressive frame from Zach Thornton. Able to work around some weirdness after a hit by pitch. Jace Beck came on in the sixth, his first appearance since August of 2023, retired the side in order with a couple of Ks. Austin Trusser came on, worked the seventh and eighth innings. He was outstanding, retired the side in order in both frames. And then Luke Young came out of the bullpen for Wilmington in the bottom of the eighth inning. Young pitched really well against the Cyclones last year, but lost Jacob Reimer, walked him, and then Eli Serrano singled through the right side. So Brooklyn had runners at first and third. There was nobody out at the bottom of the eighth inning, and that brought up our player of the game, Chris Suero, and he did some damage. Towards third, the righty offers the 3-0. Suero, a high fly ball, deep left field. Back goes White, and he's going to turn into a spectator. That one's ticketed for Luna Park. Chris Suero with his second home run of the season, and Brooklyn's broken it open in the eighth. It's 4-0 Cyclones. Chris Suero, that three-run shot, second home run of the season, now has six RBIs. Brooklyn took a 4-0 lead. Anthony Nunez came on for his debut with Brooklyn, retired the side in order, struck out the side in order in the ninth inning as the Cyclones win it in shutout fashion, 4-0. Winning pitcher Zach Thornton, he improves to 1-0. Five innings of two-hit shutout, ball, a walk, a career high. Eight strikeouts today. Jackson Kent takes the loss. He drops to 0-1. One run on four hits in 3 2/3 innings. Three walks, six strikeouts. Did give up a long ball in this game, but he pitched mighty well, and we talked a lot about it earlier today, and it continued this afternoon. The Brooklyn bullpen, Beck, Trusser, Nunez, four innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and eight strikeouts. And for those of you who are bad at math like myself, that is 12 up and 12 down. Final line scores today. Wilmington, no runs, two hits, no errors. They left three. Brooklyn, four runs, six hits, no errors. They left seven. Final time of game this afternoon, a very palatable 2 hours and 11 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,285 here on Coney Island. So as the sounds of Ace Frehley's New York Groove begins to bellow out through the PA speakers here on Coney Island, Johnny, a look around the out-of-town scoreboard.
Okay, sounds like a plan. We'll start with the South Atlantic League. Plenty of day games today, all day games today on this Sunday. One of them already in the books, that would be in Rome, where the Dash took 2 of 3 on the road down in Georgia. Winston-Salem 11-3, Dash 11 runs on 10 hits, held Rome in check to only the 3 runs on 3 base hits. So that is the only game that has gone final. Everything else is currently underway. You've got Greensboro, who continues to score runs. Grasshoppers were the only team that woke up this morning with more runs this year than the Cyclones had, and they put up a 10 spot so far. They're only in the 7th. They lead Asheville 10-6 on their home turf. Hudson Valley leading Jersey Shore 6-2. You saw the Renegades walked it off last night, and Hudson Valley trying to make it 2 of 3 against the Phillies affiliate before they come a little bit south here to Brooklyn next week for the South Atlantic League version of the Subway Series, when the Cyclones and Renegades will play 6. Right now it is the bottom of the 8th in that game, and Hudson Valley threatening for more. They've got runners on the corners with 2 gone. In Maryland, Hub City leading Aberdeen 7-5 through 6.5. Again, the Spartanburgers in their first series in franchise history. They'll try to take 2 of 3 on the road over the Phillies, Orioles affiliate in Maryland. And then the only other game to tell you about in the South Atlantic League today, that would be down in Greenville, where Bowling Green has a 5-1 lead on top of the Drive in the bottom of the 4th. So that one underway a little bit later than everything else. Bowling Green threatening to break it open. Greenville threatening to pull even. Greenville's got the bases loaded right now in the bottom of the 4th, down by 4 with 2 gone. So early stages there between Bowling Green and Greenville. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you before we say so long. Mets just wrapped up. Edwin Diaz wrapped up the save, got a save for New York in the victory, a 2-1 final as the Mets take down the Blue Jays. So a successful weekend for New York after an exciting night last night. The Mets taking care of business and defeating Toronto to finish off the 3-game sweep. Max Kranick continues to be outstanding out of New York's bullpen, as does Reed Garrett, A.J. Minter. Kranick the win, Garrett and Minter holds before the Diaz save to put the icing on the cake as far as the offensive performers were concerned. Multi-hit day for Pete Alonso, who drove in a run. Brandon Nimmo an RBI as well. For Francisco Lindor, 1-for-4, Juan Soto, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. And the Mets didn't need much, 2 runs enough, only 2 runs on 7 hits. But the pitching, the name of the game, as they hold Toronto to just 1 run on 4 hits. David Peterson went 4 2/3 and gave up only 3 hits and 1 run. Did walk 5, if you want to get nitpicky. But outside of that, a really effective day for the Mets at Citi Field before they get ready to welcome in the Marlins. As far as the minor league scoreboard goes, tough day for AAA Syracuse. They fell to Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Yankees AAA affiliate. They were doubled up, 8-4 the final there. Syracuse did have 10 hits, but they only plated the 4 runs. So now Syracuse 8 games in, 3-5 to begin their season in the International League at the AAA level. Taking a peek at some of the individual performers. Nothing all too crazy to tell you about. A 3-hit day for Joey Meneses, but he was probably by far the biggest standout offensively for Syracuse. Double A Binghamton, they were rained out yesterday, back in action today, and they fell game 1 to New Hampshire. Game 2 of that one should be coming up shortly after the rainout. But as far as game 1 is concerned, it was a 1-0 win for the Fisher Cats, and a game kind of similar to this. Not a lot of offense. Rumble Ponies, unfortunately, held in check to only 3 hits. Felipe De La Cruz did not pitch poorly by any stretch, but he was tagged with the loss. De La Cruz, the former Cyclone, appearing in a relief capacity, only gave up 1 unearned run over 3 innings. Nolan McClain started the game, went 4 shutty, and struck out 8, so a really good start at AA for Nolan. But unfortunately, Rumble Ponies come up on the short end of the stick. You did also have Douglas Orellana, former Cyclone from last year, pitching that game. 1 clean inning of work with a couple of strikeouts. But not much doing offensively whatsoever for the Rumble Ponies. Jet Williams did go 1-for-3 with a walk. St. Lucie shut out. Jupiter took them down 6-0, so the Hammerheads take 2-of-3 as St. Lucie now is 1-2 through their first 3 games. Do a quick check of the big league scoreboard as well on this Sunday. Bevy of day games leading in to the Sunday night game tonight at Fenway between the Cardinals and the Red Sox. But as far as the day games are concerned, we already told you about the Mets and the Blue and Orange putting the finishing touches on a weekend sweep, much like the Cyclones, 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Other finals today, Royals over the Orioles 4-1 out in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Carlos Estevez picking up his second Kansas City save. Detroit 4-3 winners over the White Sox in an AL Central game from Comerica Park in Michigan. Nats over the D-backs 5-4. Kyle Finnegan already has 3 saves now for Washington. Everything else is underway. There's quite a lot underway right now. Phillies and Dodgers are in a barn burner. 8-7 Philly, top of the ninth, in a game that has seen a flurry of offense, kind of a seesaw back-and-forth affair. Philly put up a 6th spot in the bottom of the third, but the Dodgers methodically continuing to claw their way back. Tough day for Tyler Glass now, who gave up 5 earned over 2 innings. Christopher Sanchez, the start for Philadelphia, he surrendered 4 over 5 2/3. And then Jordan Romano out of the Philly bullpen didn't record a single out, gave up 3 earned runs. So close one there from Citizens Bank Park between L.A. and Philly. Yanks and Pirates tied up at 4. Bottom of the 10th in extras from PNC. Luke Weaver on the bump as things stand right now for the Yankees. Other scores as things stand right now. Again, that Cardinal-Red Sox night game tonight is actually a doubleheader. So they're playing game 1, and they are in the bottom of the 9th with Boston threatening. Down 2, it's 4-2 St. Louis. Red Sox do have 2 on with nobody out in the 9th. Brewers beating up on the Reds 8-2. Twins on top of the Astros 7-4. By the way, that Brewer game in the top of the 8th. The Astro-Twin game in the 6th. Cubs and Padres in a good one, 7-6 Chicago through 6. Rangers on top of the Rays in a low-scoring affair, 2-1 in the top of the 7th. Rockies ahead of the Athletics, 7-4 in the 5th. And the Mariners, a narrow 1-0 lead on top of the Giants from San Francisco, just getting underway there in the bottom of the 2nd. Also just underway, Guardians and Angels knotted up at 1 in the 2nd as well. But that'll do it for your check of the out-of-town scoreboard. Back with you on Tuesday after Brooklyn sweeps Wilmington.
First 3-0 start for the Cyclones since 2012, and what a way to start the home schedule. What a way to start the 2020-25 season. And the best part of it is after Monday's off day, we get to do it all again for six games starting on Tuesday night. Our coverage will start 6:25 Eastern Time. Leading up to the 6:40 first pitch, Johnny and I will have the call for you. Cyclones and Renegades on Tuesday evening. Yankees and Mets, Subway Series in the South Atlantic League for the first time in 2025. Brooklyn wins 4-0. They improve to 3-0 with the victory. We thank you so much for joining us so far, our ownership group at Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters behind the scenes helping make everything sound and look good on the radio and TV side, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, and the like. Special thank you, as always, to my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Again, your final tally, the Cyclones 4 and the Blue Rocks nothing. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday after the Monday off day. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and the rest of your weekend. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network, in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.